This podcast is a production of Bridges Church. Please visit us at www.bridgeschurch.net.
Morning, and we are so glad that you're here to be part of this today. What a great celebration, and you are part of it, and we want to just thank you for being here and remind you that after this service, we're having a party out in the lobby. We want you to stay. There's all kinds of food, and if you don't know someone, just say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I came to Bridges Win, or I am from whatever. Don't hold back, but we want to make sure everyone feels welcome and that you get a chance to meet some of who Bridges is and the party that God has created here we call the church. Today, we want to celebrate. That's what the series has been about, really just stopping, going, what has God been doing? What is God doing in our lives? There is an outline if you want to follow that. You can get on the QR code. You can go check us out there, find out what's going on in the church, and then just follow along. But we just want to say thank you for being here today. You know, we started 15 years ago on the last Sunday in September. And it was a wild day. None of us knew what was going to happen. We had never done this before. We had a trailer full of stuff. We had practiced one time. Most of us had come out of Jefferson Christian Church. You saw Steve Cook, and he was instrumental in helping get us started. And we just go, God, what's going to happen? Who's going to come? Is anybody going to come? Is this going to be us? And it was 35 adults and 15 kids. And we just set up and said, okay, God, work. And it's so amazing with those 15 kids. It was fun because they were the ones that just pitched in and made everything happen in the preschool. And we just saw God work in the lives of kids. And if anybody asked me what this has been like, I'd say it's kind of like a Disney World ride, okay? Not like it's a small world, you know, traveling on a little boat with a little music going. It's not like Dumbo where you're up and down. This is more like Splash Mountain where there's really, really highs and some lows too, but all the way God has been so faithful and so cool. It's been an adventure. And we just want to celebrate. So today our key verse is Psalm 118, verse 27. We've been kind of focused on that the last few weeks and celebrating more as we come out of COVID. But this is what it says. The Lord, Yahweh, is our God. The great I Am is our God. And he has given us light in the darkness. We just sang about that. Start the celebration. You know, we get so caught up in everyday stuff, we don't celebrate enough. The good things that God is doing, because we focus on the negative and what's wrong. And sometimes God just says, stop and look what I'm doing. I'm doing some amazing things. And you need to celebrate it. So happy birthday, Bridges Church. We are celebrating today for that. Today we are going to talk about six things we want to celebrate. We're going to walk through the history of Bridges. We're going to have like a chance for you to stand, many of you, and be recognized. So we're going to do that as well. And we just want to move through and say, God, look at your faithfulness. So on your outline today, here's six reasons we're celebrating. We're going to work through them fairly quickly, but just kind of focus on each place that God is going. Because one of the things that happened this week is a friend of mine said to me this. He says, what would you say about Bridges? And I said, well, it's been a series of resets. It's been a series of get moving forward, and then we're going to change what you're doing. And then we're going to move forward, and we're going to change what we're doing. And God just kept resetting us for reasons that we're celebrating today. So number one, one of the first resets he did is, number one, is at the Carmike, we celebrate where we got bigger, where we grew bigger, where we reach people. And it was amazing that when we started, again, 35 adults, 15 kids, and over 3 years, we grew to about 160. We were reaching people over 200 for a period of time. And one of the most amazing things, we just say, how did you end up here? And over and over and over, we heard people tell the story of, God was just drawing my heart, and I saw a sign. I saw a sign, I stopped in. We were in the Carmike Theater a mile down the road, which is now New Church. And people just came because it was church that was different. No steeple, as Steve said. It was just a place they were used to going for movies, and now they were going in there for church. And we met people from all over Winston. They had traveled from many different places and said, this is cool. And one of the things that we saw was God working in people's lives. We had baptisms, and it was so fun to see people give their life to Christ. We baptized people in jacuzzis. That was a lot of fun. One in the pouring rain. I remember that. He was warm. The rest of us were freezing, and he was like, I'm going to stay in here. We did one at pools. We did several at pools. I remember one time we had a pool and a barbecue baptism. It was so much fun, and people were lined up to be baptized. We would go to the YMCA, and you guys remember this, we would throw a party with the birthday cake, and then they would stop everybody swimming, and then somebody would be baptized, and the whole place would cheer. And there's nothing like the celebration of seeing someone give their life to Jesus. And we would hug them and we would just get all wet together and just say, this is the new life in Christ. And it was so much like the new church, the very first church that God planted in this world. In Acts 2:47, it says this, and the Lord added to their number day to day those who are being saved. Why do a new church? It's to reach people for Jesus. It's about his kingdom. And all we knew is God said, go to Old Town, go to Poff Town, and start a new work. And we watched him do that. It was so exciting. And then God said, I'm going to reset you. I'm going to reset your direction. We're going to do something different. And so number two, what did God do next as he was working? He moved us to North Forsyth, where we grew stronger. I always say, if you survive Forsyth High School, you survive anything, right? If you were part of us then, when God moved us into that place, they were so wonderful. But what happened at the Carmike is a couple of difficult things while we were there. One, our monthly support was running out after 3 years. We had raised over $250,000. That got smaller and smaller and smaller. We had to cut some staff. I had to tell Stacy, who was working halftime, tell my own wife, I have to cut your salary, right? We're going to cut you way back. And it was hard. It was hard to see that happen. We had offices down the street, which we had to close and get a little bit smaller. And then when we were at the Carmike, they said to us, look, you're being charged $500 a week. We're going to raise that to $1,500. That's a lot of money. And they were kind of getting rid of churches and all of their theaters. So we went to North Forsyth. They said, sure, come on in. This will be great. And they were so good to us. But what we found out was it was a block building. Those that were ever in there, the sound echoed, all right? You could stand in one corner, you could hear everything. You could be in the other corner, you couldn't hear anything at all. And it was so cold in the winter, we actually had a blanket ministry. They handed out blankets. This is not a joke, because it was so cold in the auditorium, it was like, you gotta get warm. And so we would hand out blankets. Other classrooms would be worn. And then one Sunday we came in and we looked up at the top, and there was a bat hanging from the ceiling. I mean, I've never been in a church that had bats in it, okay? And we had to get a trash can and haul it out and get rid of the bat. And we were off the road, and it was hard. And people, I think it got hard, and so some people left during that time. We saw it really kind of attendance-wise go down, but God was still so faithful during that time. And we were just saying, God, why did you bring us here? What's the purpose? One of the big things that happened during that time is the janitor, and a guy named AJ, he was such a good guy. He would come and sit and worship with us. And then he would go to his own church where he was going to play bass. And we got the word that he had a stroke, and he passed away. And he was such a good friend. And I remember going to the funeral. I was the only white person in the whole place. And I developed rhythm because the band was so loud and the rhythm of the bass was so good, I could actually clap. And it was a celebration of his life. And we got to meet people like AJ that was just like, this is amazing that God has brought these people in our life. But we grew stronger. And I don't know about you, but sometimes you go through a hard time. Have you ever gone through a hard time and go, where are you, God? You ever gone through a hard time and go, God, what are you doing? Why is this happening? And we were praying along those lines a lot of times, God, this is hard now. And God says, I want you to celebrate even in the hard times. If you ever been through a hard time, you know James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy to celebrate what God is doing, because you know that your faith is tested. When your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. God was working to shape us into people who could endure, who could go through things, who could see God at work, even in the difficult times. And there were some really good times, but also, you've ever been through something like that, you know, God is still working. And we just sang, even if I don't see it, even if I don't see it, I know you're still working, and he's making us stronger. And then God said, it's time to reset again. So then God said, you're going to move. So after 2 years of being there, we called Old Town, and we said, can we come there? And it was such a great, great experience, because we had been serving at Old Town, and we had been doing backpack program and giving out books and mentoring and tutoring. And I called the principal one day, and I said, look, if this is going to hurt our relationship, then say no. But can we come there? And he said, yes. When do you want to start? Because he had seen God at work in the lives of the people. So he allowed us to come in, and today we celebrate at Old Town. We became more resilient. more resilient, because when we moved in, we faced some challenges there. When God wants you to be more resilient, he takes you through some times you're going to have to keep thinking and be on your feet and go, God, what do you want us to do here? And then how do we keep bouncing back? The word resilient means this: it's the ability to adapt to stressful changes and bounce back from hardships, to be able to go through stressful times. And some of you are going through stressful times, and God is using that to make you more resilient, to be able to bounce back, to get up. Proverbs 24:16 says this: the godly may trip seven times, but they will get up again, and you will get up again if you're following Jesus. You're going to get knocked down sometimes. We all do. And God is building resilience in you. You're able to get through trusting in him. While we were at Old Town, we moved three times. It wasn't that we moved to facilities. We moved three times inside. We went to the auditorium first, a beautiful auditorium there, built in the, I think, in before the 20s, but I know it was for high schoolers in the 20s. And high schoolers in the 20s, they're built like this. And people today are built like this. And so you had to sit sideways in the chairs. I remember doing that. Our sound booth was up in the balcony about a mile away from the stage. And we had this long cable we had to run every time. And we would just set up every week and we would make it happen. And those in the tech teams, you remember what happened? Every single week, the tech did not work until the last second. It was amazing. It's like, doesn't work this week again. What are we going to do? We're going to pray, and then it's going to work at the last second, and almost every time it happened. And then God moved us out of that because it was so big, and we moved into the media center. And those that were part of that, remember, we had to take pictures of this. I had to mark the carpet, move things out of the way, and then we sat up in a room about half this size. And then God said, that's not where I want you. We moved to the gym, which was perfect. It's like Goldilocks, right? This is the perfect place for you. And we found that God was just working in some amazing ways, but again, being resilient. One Sunday, we got a call, and it's from Charlie Hall, who was our worship leader. And Charlie was driving to church on a winter day, hit a patch of ice, went off the road, flipped the van, everything was scattered, he was fine, and we sent a team out to go take care of him. We go, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And Jonathan stepped up that day and led worship like in 10 minutes. It was like, put it together, make it happen, and we were able to worship. And we just saw God at work again, and it was like, get up, keep rising, keep going, because God is always faithful, and we want to celebrate that. Then God said after that, it's time to reset again. If you know our story, the next thing he did is we moved to here, but it took a while. And here in our new facility, we celebrate that we have become more innovative. After years of being mobile, we began to raise money to buy something, to get to a permanent home. And we raised money not sure where we're going to go. We were like the Israelites wandering the desert. Where are we going to go? Like Abram going, where are we going to go? We bought property down in Murray Road. Those who were part of that, remember, it was a beautiful piece of property. We prayed over it. We had picnics on it. We had worship time out there. And it was such a good, good place. And then we had designed a building. And the building costs kept going up. The design kept shrinking and shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. We're going, okay, is this even worth it? And I remember about that time, I was going on a prayer retreat saying, God, what's next? What do you want us to do? And I went to Lake Norman. But on the way, the GPS, instead of taking me 40 out toward Louisville, it took me up this street. And I went by the property right here, and there was a little rinky-dink sign that said for sale. And I thought it was a joke. Who puts a church for sale? And if they do, why not put a big sign? It was this little small sign. I thought somebody as a joke had put it there. And as I prayed at that retreat, I said, God, what is it? Do you want us to pursue that? And it just got really, really strong. So I came back, copied the number down, called the guy, goes, is this a joke? He goes, no, the building's for sale. And we looked at it, and we came in, and we said, okay, God, is this where you want us to be? Because to buy this and renovate it was less than half of what it would cost to build. So we moved in, and those were part of that. That was a great time. November of 2019. And we were here, we were just getting started, we were reaching people, it was starting to be fun to have a permanent facility. Those of us that set up and tear down breathed a sigh of relief. We found a home. And do you remember what happened in March of 2020? Does anybody know what happened then where God said reset the whole world, right? COVID hit. We had to shut down. But God in his providence, Because God knew if we'd been in the school, we would have been shut down. But we had a facility where we could at least look at a camera. And I remember those days where it was just like five of us in the room and we were spread out and we were looking at a camera and people were watching at home. And we learned and God taught us this is how you do church during a pandemic. And he's been so faithful in that area. We learned to do small groups by Zoom. That was interesting and fun. We learned how to do the food pantry outside, which was interesting and fun. We learned how to do the clothes closet outside, which was fun during the winter, right? And it was like God just says, keep thinking of ways to reach people because that's never, ever changed. The mission has never changed. Reach people for Christ. Still seeing people come to know Jesus through all that time. Think of new ways. There's something that's said about one of the tribes of Israel that just stands out to me. Maybe this speaks to your heart. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, it says this, from the tribe of Issachar, there were 200 leaders of the tribe with their relatives. And here's the part. All these men understood the signs of the times and knew the best course for Israel to take. They understood the times. They understood that methods have to change. They understood that you can't keep doing things the way you've always done them. The mission stays the same. How you do the mission must change. They understood that in the tribe of Issachar. We're still learning how to do that. How do you reach people in 2022 on the other side of a pandemic? And it's not easy because you can't just go back and do the same old things. But God is using this time to cause us all to be innovative in fulfilling our purposes. We've been doing this for a while and it's been fun. And I think this is what we celebrate is the history, right? We look back and go, God, we just celebrate the history. But I think in my mind, the thing that I celebrate most is number five. Today we celebrate this, all our Bridges family over the years, because it's about the people. We've met some truly amazing people at just the right time who have made Bridges home, made us who we are today. Philippians chapter 1, 3 through 5 says this, Paul writing about the people in Philippi, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And that's how we look at each person in the room today and each person that's ever called Bridges home. We're thankful for the partnership in the gospel that you've been a part of, the people that make the church. We are the body of Christ. We're the bride of Christ, doing the will of God wherever he places us. Today, we want to celebrate the people that God has brought. So we're going to ask you to do something today. We're going to be giving you different chances to be recognized as part of Bridges history. And what we're going to do is there are going to be certain things I'm going to mention. I'm going to ask people to stand. And then I want the rest of us as a celebration of what God is doing to stand or to clap for them. So I'm going to ask certain people to stand at certain times. And then I want everybody else to clap. Can we do that as part of the celebration today? I think it'd be great. So this is what we're going to start with. We want to recognize those of you that were part of the launch team. And we already asked you for 6 months. But if you were part of the launch team, would you stand? Let's give it. That's great. You guys can have a seat. It's awesome to have you guys. Now, if you came when we were at the Carmike, if that was your first time ever, was anybody from that time? That was 15 years ago. All right, we have one. That's great. I got a few more. There we go. There's more and more. Excellent. Okay. Good job. All right, so the next group. All right, this is it. You're really dedicated if you came during this time. If you came during North Forsyth, the 2 years of desert, would you stand? There's people out in the lobby. Here they come. That's awesome. If the first time you ever came was at Old Town, would you stand? All right. There's some back there, too. And there's some in the booth, too. Good. All right. Now, if this is your first day or you came while we were here, anywhere in between, but this is your first time here at this facility or ever, this is where you started. I want you to stand. So everybody gets to stand today. All right. We have a whole group there. Yeah. Isn't that cool? I mean, even in that, God just brought people at different times. Want to recognize some more people. If you were ever on staff at Bridges Church at any point, would you stand? So staff people. All right, we got a couple in the booth. So you guys stay standing. Jamie has been our admin since the very beginning, and that's cool. Jacob used to set up the sound system for the elementary school when you were, teenager, when you were in middle school. And now he's grown up, and now he's our family pastor, family ministry pastor. Brandon's our newest staff member, and he has come on to lead small groups, and he is just doing a really great job as he goes to school and being trained for ministry. So good job, Brandon. Thank you. All right, I'm going to skip over. Stacy was our director of children's ministry from the very beginning, so we're going to go ahead and recognize her because I'm going to do a group at the same time. Sarah has come on, and she's helping with preschool and the family ministry, so let's give Sarah a hand. And then our worship leaders going back, we had, if you guys remember, we had Mario from the very beginning, and Mario handed off to Grayson Johnston. If you guys remember Grayson, he handed off to Doug Francis. Doug Francis handed it off to Charlie Hall. Charlie Hall handed it off to Luke, so let's give Luke a hand. And then after, Luke is now a police officer, and he handed it off to Carson, who's in the back. So let's give him a hand. So we want to thank our staff. Thank you, everybody. You guys can have a seat. I've been trying to sit down for a while. So our elders, I want our elders to stand. I think we have two in the room. Yeah, let's give them a hand. And this is Bob Fye and Rodney Harden, almost from the very beginning. Evander Wu is gone to get biscuits, so he is serving right now. So when he gets back, we'll have him be recognized. We had Jim Hogan from the very beginning, if you guys remember Jim. They're up in Blowing Rock now. And then Roy Seymour passed away just about a month ago, and he would have loved to be. Let's do the next one. If you were ever a small group leader or a ministry team leader, this is what we call our BLT, would you stand? So leader of small group or a ministry team. These are their volunteers that make it happen. Let's give them a hand today. And I'm going to ask you guys to stay standing. If you were ever in a small group or ever on a ministry team, would you stand? Have you ever been in a small group or on a ministry team? These are our volunteers that make it happen all the time. So that's awesome. All right. Thank you, guys. If you ever served at any time on the Bridging the Gap, in the food pantry, clothes closet, if you were on the board, would you guys stand? This is our nonprofit that serves our community. So if you've ever served in any of those, let's give them a hand too. All right, thank you guys. So we have a lot of people to thank today. If you ever went on a missions trip to Mexico, you went to Mission Indy. If you went to Eastern Kentucky, if you went to Arizona, stand up. So anybody on a missions team, you carried the gospel somewhere else. So let's give them a hand. All right, thank you. And then I kind of saved this one for last, so we'll just see what happens. Were you ever baptized? Who was baptized here at Bridges? I want them to stand. Thank you. And, you know, if you ask me, you know, was it all worth it? And if you, I mean, the people who just stood up, yes, it's all worth it. So that is cool. That is why we do what we do. See lives changed. And if you only had one, right? And I told you guys last week, I won't cry second service. I get it out during the first. I told them last time, joy is just hitting me different now. And I get through. This is how I express joy. So I'm celebrating right now, okay? But if you asked me about that, I would say if it was only one person, it would be absolutely worth it, wouldn't it? For those on the launch team, all that we did, all we've been through, everybody that's been here, part of Bridges, it would be absolutely worth it if it was just one more person in heaven. I mean, think about it, one more person in heaven. All the stuff, one person found Jesus. It would have been absolutely worth it. But all of it makes it worth it to see God work and to see him actively and to recognize him and celebrate him. Our last one, I want to say, the sixth reason we celebrate today, we do celebrate our faithful God. It's all about Jesus. It's absolutely all about Jesus. because he birthed the church. He's the one that's moved. He's the one that inspired it. He's the one that caused his Holy Spirit to move in people's lives. It's all about Jesus, and we celebrate him. Paul wrote this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. He said this, God will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be free from all blame on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. God will do this, for he is faithful to do what he says, as he invited you into a partnership with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And that's what this has been, an absolute partnership with Jesus Christ. And when God says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. So anything that we celebrate today, any of the people and the events, it's all about him. He has done this. And I look back over 15 years of God's faithfulness, and I look forward to the future because God will not stop being faithful. And he has something else for us. I said, God, I don't want to do a reset for a while. Can we just keep moving forward? Can we just take that off the table? Just have some good like years of not moving and not going through a pandemic again and not going through different things. But even if he does take us through that, he will be faithful. And he will be causing fruit to be born in people's lives. And we're just going to trust him for that. So today we celebrate and we look back. But celebration also deals with the future. When you celebrate the future before it happens, that's called faith. It's called faith. When you celebrate what God's going to do before you even see it, that's called faith. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day, the next year. None of us do. But I know God has something for us. So every week, every day, we have something to celebrate. And I just want to thank you guys for being here. We're going to continue to worship. But I want to thank you that you've allowed God to work in your lives, that you've allowed God to do something in your lives. You said yes. You said yes, whether it was coming today for the first time or for a long time or just once, it was worth it because you said yes to God. Let's pray together. Father God, what a great joy this is today. And it comes out in different ways. We talked about celebration looks different for everybody. For some, it's clapping and singing, and even little kids are dancing. That's so awesome. For some, it's tears. For some people, it's just an influx of joy in their heart, and they don't even know how to express it. But we want to celebrate more because you are active, you are working, and you are good. We look to Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we celebrate him, and we pray this in his name. Amen. For 15 years, we have been doing communion. We've done it a lot of different ways if you've been with us for that long. We have tables set up in the front. It's how we do it now. We passed it for a while. We had homemade. During COVID, remember, we had the packets. We still have some of those. All that has changed as we've looked at innovation and we've looked at different things. But the thing that stays the same is Jesus, right? It's his blood that was shed for us. It was his body that was given for us. It's his mercy. It's his grace. It's his forgiveness that has never changed. It never will. For 15 years, we've been doing this, and we will continue to do that. I want to bring back our full key verse for this series, Psalm 118. Today, when you take communion, I want you to do this. This is the verse. The Lord is my God. I will praise him and tell him how thankful I am. Tell the Lord how thankful you are, it says, because he is kind and always merciful. When you take communion today, I want you to thank God. Thank God for his faithfulness. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are saved. You've experienced his mercy and his grace. You know what it means to have a home in heaven. You know what it means to face eternity without fear. You know what it means to have your sins forgiven. And just take a moment as you get ready to eat and drink and just say thank you. And maybe in your own heart, in your own mind, make a list. Thank you, God, for this, for that person, for bringing me to know you, for time of worship. So I have hope. You just make your own list. And then when you're ready, eat and drink in thankfulness to the God who made you and the God who saved you. If you're new here, what we'll do is after I pray, you just come up when you're ready. There's bread and juice on the tables. You can go to any of the stations, and then you can just sit down, thank God, and then we'll continue to worship. So let's pray. Father, everything today is focused on Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross and his resurrection that he is standing at your right hand even now as our advocate. He never, ever leaves us nor forsakes us. He's always with us when times are dark and hard, but also when times are great. And he's made a way for us. So today, in this time of communion, we celebrate him and we thank him. Every week we want to do that. So anyone that's come today, Father, that's hurting, that's wrestling with things, just lift their spirits. Help them to feel your presence. May our lives be changed. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on up and take communion together.